suppose the Easter weekend has begun. Yeah. If the many vehicles headed to various parts of South Africa and perhaps even outside of South Africa are anything to go by, I would argue that the Easter weekend has commenced in earnest. Yeah? And I want to take this opportunity now for those of you who are perhaps listening to me as I speak to you in your cars, as you drive to, wherever you might be driving to, that please, please be cautious. Be cautious. Whether you're going home, whether you're going to a religious observation or devotion of one form or the other, whether you're going on holiday, please, please be careful on the roads. Drive safely. Be courteous to one another. Let us come back. Yeah? Let's come back. And I'm interested to find out what this means for you. You know, what are the, you know, there's different sort of religious observations around this time. There are those that I suppose come from the Christian background that would look at this as, you know, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is, you know, the center of that faith. I imagine that there is also those people who are around this time will be in devotion as a result of their faith in Islam. And this would be the month of Ramadan for them, right? And many other faiths, including African faiths, where this is also a great time for us to get together with family because... Let me stand up and say this. Didn't think about how I want to say it, so I've got to really think hard. Many of the ways by which we observe anything as Africans is because it is practically feasible to do so. African approaches to life. The African worldview is very practical, very practical. It's, you know, we don't observe holidays in the way that perhaps the Eastern and the Western faiths approach things. We do things according to whether it's practically possible or not. And many times, and this is where I wanted to stand up and be able to say this, and because I know I might stand on some toes, but please understand me for what I mean and not for the weakness of my command of the English language. So many of the things that we will observe, many of them, I'm not talking about the ones that come from even before we had the issue of colonization and so forth. Incwala, for example, is something that is celebrated from Tanzania all the way to Swaziland. Yeah? Southern part of Africa celebrates that moment, and that is the celebration, for example, of the first fruits of the crops of that particular time. It's an ancient, very, very ancient observation that goes all the way since the beginning of time. No, literally, since the beginning of time. Some people have argued that we see it even spoken of in the Bible, where there was the bringing forth of the first fruits of the animals that one brother reared, and the first fruits of the fruits and the crops that another brother. That is called Inwal. It goes back all the way back, all the way back. As far back as when memory can serve. Then there are other celebrations that we have. For example, the Nguni groups, the Swazi, the Zulu, will have things such as Nkosomhlanga. Nkosomhlanga, clumsily interpreted to be the reed dance. Clumsily so, because it's not a... dance for reeds. It's a very sacred ceremony. It's a very sacred, and we've seen how we've taken elements of these moments of celebration and devotion in the African sense, and we've sort of spliced them with certain Christian ways of doing things, and now we have going to Ko Thabenge Phatsimang Naledi Kwa Boyne, the ZCC moment of pilgrimage. Those that will know of the Shembe, people will know that that also is a big moment of devotion, and many of the other African-based Christian movements. And we take elements of these African ways of observing times and seasons and moments in our lives, and we also take certain doctrine out of what how we interpret the scriptures, and we sort of splice those things together, and once again we create something that is practical, that works for us. So many of the things that we do on this continent as African people is very practical. Very practical. It's about, can you get off work? If you can get off work, let's do this. If thousands of us can get off work, well, we do it on that time. Unlike perhaps the other more dominant sort of cultures who have the power to be able to say, this day we are going to set aside for this kind of thing. We, because we have been a conquered people, have had to make do with either assimilating into the religions, either of the dominating religions, either Christianity or Islam, or we would have had to do these things when there is time. In other words, when we are not at work, and then we celebrate these things. I'm not saying that in order to be sour. I'm simply giving you the realities of how the people of this continent have had to make do with what they have been afforded. And many governments that have continued to run their countries according to whatever system they've inherited have continued with those traditions. A good example of that is us here in South Africa. We've continued with many of the traditions, holidays, observations of holidays that we've inherited from those who have conquered us before. Very little has been done to do the work to understand what is the indigenous understanding of days, moments, events, holidays. And again, I'm not here to come and talk about that. What I am saying, however, is that we find that we can be with our families, we can be with our gods, however we understand them, at times that are convenient as a result of the economy and how it allows us to do so. And what that means is that many of us are going to be going to various places. I mean, by the hundreds of thousands and maybe millions. Why? Because the grip of the commercial world is loosened just for a moment. We don't have to be at work at tomorrow. So we are very thankful to Ishtar, the goddess of... Oh, you didn't know where the Easter thing comes from. My brother. Hey. But then there are also things that we take from the Christian faith or from the Jewish faith. For example, we'll talk about the Passover. Yeah, the Passover, the death angel that left those who had the blood on the doors of the lintels and the doorposts because it was a reaction to the disobedience of Pharaoh. As you know the story, Pharaoh refused to let the Hebrew children go. And God said, okay, I'm going to show you. Let those who believe this message go and put the blood of a lamb on the doorposts and the lintels of their houses. Those who have the blood of the lamb on the doorposts of the lintels of their houses will be saved because the death angel will overlook them. And of course, those that did that, according to the story, survived. Or the children, the firstborn children survived. But those that didn't, oh, there was mayhem. There was weeping and gnashing of teeth and all of that other stuff. So we get all of these traditions from all of these different places. I'm interested to hear from you. How do you articulate this time? You may be a Christian, you may be Muslim, you may be Jewish. I'm interested to hear from you. How do you articulate this time? You may be even agnostic. You may be even be atheist. You may just be somebody who just observes the times as they happen, like most of us. I'd be interested to hear your thoughts about all of these things. 45 people have already died on our roads. In Limpopo, we're hearing of that story. Oh, we're hearing that the e-tolls have now finally been scrapped. Yay! Oh, Chris, why are you not happy with me? Because I'm worried about all of the other money that I've paid. You see, I don't know what's going to happen to that money. But what's going to happen to the debt that we collectively owe as a province and as a country to various people that have either lent us money to be able to? What's going to happen to all of that stuff? We've heard about various modalities and schemes that are going to happen, but we are going to watch this. I'm just hoping that this isn't an electioneering sort of thingy thing, right? I'm really hoping that it's not that. But I'm also hoping that it is not expected of us to be ever so grateful to the current administration, particularly the Gauteng administration. Because as I was listening to that, I saw, I suppose, what I regarded as a victory sort of punch in the air by some politicians who, I suppose, were trying to say, you see, we did it for you. You see, we did this for you. So remember us on the 29th of May. Nonsense. You can't create a problem, then fix it, then expect me to be happy about it. Yeah. That's shaya shaya. Go 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 Z4 dining. Go kasi, we call that the shakedown. 101. So no. We shouldn't have been here to begin with in the first place. I want to open up the lines and let you talk to me about whatever is on your mind, but I'm really interested to hear from you as to what does this time mean? What does this time mean for you? What spiritual sort of articulations can you give me about this time for you? I love the worship sessions. I'm hoping that at some point in this weekend I'll go to a church. Oh, yeah, cool. Woo, brr. People sing. You know, the thing about African people is that they can reach the heavens just with their voices. Just with their voices, they can go there, wherever there is. I love that. May I go for that? Yeah, I just go. Any church I go, I just go. And I, if it's the churches of the Inyon, the Zion churches, I get my task coat. I go there. I know how to do iskalangam. I grew up in that space. I go there and I just go and sing. We baba limna divangede limna. We baba limna. Hey, exeyo me brur. But then, of course, there are other churches that are more. How should we say the more Pentecostal churches? And I love them more in Afrikaans. And by a deepale me. Hey, bro, you can cry your tears, man. Tears. Why? You don't even know what you're crying for, but yay. It's the movement of the spirit at that moment in time. Yeah. It's a very special time for South Africans. South Africans are very religious. Sometimes South Africans don't want to be told that they are religious and conservative. We are a very religious and conservative people. So it's a moment, I think, that we want to acknowledge for whatever faith you may profess. And we want to share the joy that you are sharing with the rest of the world today. Whatever your faith is, I'm not inviting a religious war.